America Weekend. I just asked Carl, did he have any more predictions? He said,
silly question.
Yeah, he says, I got politics and I got Mars.
Mars.
What are you talking about with Mars?
Mars.
And we'll go back to our...
Let's do that. Because at the end of 2014, the economic numbers surged, if you remember. During the last 2 weeks of 2014, economic numbers surged, up 5%.
I know the stock market went crazy.
Over 18,000, okay? Now, with that, you're going to see an easing of the political situation in Washington, D.C., because it begins...
Wait a minute. Define the easing of the political situation.
There's going to be more conversation with the president and a Republican congressional Congress, both the House and the Senate. You're going to find they're going to be able to work better together because the economic situation has improved. Because there's going to be money to spend. We're going to be paying a good portion of our debt down and starting that process.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, already we've borrowed and borrowed and borrowed. We need to start paying down the debt.
And that's going to start in this particular year. And you're going to see that particular... You're also going to see a movement by NASA, finally, with the new Orion rockets to move to Mars. That is going to happen. I think that is the kind of project... that can stir the kind of competitiveness of the United States to get us into that what I used to call the football thinking, okay, it's us against us against the elements,
Carl,
to get there.
Why are we spending these kinds of $1 billion? Why don't we spend that kind of money to feed the hungry of the world, to promote and be the peace that we seek? We're just not doing that.
I know.
We are a bellicose country.
Yes.
Any way you look at it.
Yes, we are. And
that's got to stop. We don't need to spend all these billions.
Well, we don't have to
go to Mars. Well, I mean, let's we want to screw up Mars like we've done the planet Earth.
Well, it takes 6 months to get there and 6 months to get back. So,
well, you know, it's like the Onondaga, and we've talked about this before. The Iroquois,
yes.
They were once asked what they thought about man landing on the moon. A reporter from the Syracuse Post-Standard went to the reservation and said, "What do the elders think about this?" And they said, "Oh, well, that's a phenomenal question. We need to meet in council." So he said, "And we'll get back to you." But it took them like 2 weeks, 3 weeks before they were able to get back to the reporter. And they finally said to the reporter, says, we can answer your question by your question. And the reporter says, "Well, what's your question?" He says, "Do you know if there's any way we can warn the moon?"
That's wonderful.
Well, you know, I mean, why are we spending the money to go to Mars?
Here's going to be an unsatisfactory answer.
Oh,
for
I'm
you.
Listening.
Okay. Who was it that said our future is in the stars? As we move out into at least in a lifetime that we can understand, it'll be many, many years before we go to the stars, if not hundreds of years. We will get a better appreciation as we look back at this magnificent blue marble and understand the purity of the world upon which we came. We'll get a better sense of how small we are in the universe, how insignificant.
Who will get that?
Mankind in general.
And then you're going to be able to tell that to a hungry child
in
Africa?
No, that is not going to help that hungry child. What it's going to do is going to give them a better appreciation for humankind. And
who,
that
the child?
No, it will give those that are in quote-unquote in power. It will limit their ability to think that we can do the impossible when we can't, at least not in our scheme of things. But it will better mankind's understanding of this global planet, this magnificent world upon which we live.
I believe you are correct that we need to have a gestalt understanding in order for us to understand who we are,
yes,
where we're going, and perhaps even why we do some of the terrible things that we do.
Correct. And I believe that is by exploration, Besides some of the wonderful things that come out of that exploration, by the way, and I can think of a number of cooking utensils and other things that have come from the Mars and Moon explorations in the exploratory nature of the equipment, all that other kind of things. Plus, by the way, advanced communication systems, which was started at NASA and became part of the Internet. And whether Al Gore believes that or not, it started there, not with Al Gore, in my opinion. That's another story again. However, and I was there, so I should know. However, the point is, that's part of it all. And the excitement of that is what man needs. It needs that kind of excitement to see the insignificance of who we are in the global scheme of things. Once we understand that, we will treat this planet and its people better. I'm on a soapbox, ladies and gentlemen.
I would hope that would be the case. But it seems to me understanding that is not going to help a hungry person. You know,
not initially.
Come on, Carl.
Not initially.
25 to 35,000 children a day die of hunger and yes. hunger-related diseases
That's
on
correct.
This planet today. And look at the food that we waste.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go there. Let's go back to the beginning.
Let's go back
to the beginning of the holistic
yes.
aspect.
Yes, please.
I know that you are a person of interest in
yes.
the holistic treatments for various illnesses. So am I.
Yes.
To me, you don't reject anything.
And I think that they, now that they are beginning to show significant improvement in the way that they, as an example, with nano spray, which is a spray that goes directly under the tongue, immediately affects you with, very simply, B12. We can buy B12 tablets in any store, okay? But when you spray it into your, you actually can feel during the course of the next couple of hours that lift you get from taking vitamins. And that's from the nano spray. All right. It's really quite remarkable. And nano is a whole new technology which allows, it's a very fine mist, but it immediately gets into your system. And this includes vitamins and all the vitamin lines that we take.
I don't think there's anybody that would disagree with you that vitamins are good for one's health.
Yes, they are. And then there's the
but. I have a but here.
Yes.
But using vitamins to cure an illness that may not be curable by the vitamins,
correct.
Is we got to be very, the promoters of holistic medicine have to be very careful.
There has to be a balance. As you know, I've worked in Parkinson's disease. I've worked with the muscular dystrophy. I've done much work with St. Jude's Research Hospital. And there are elements that benefit from the holistic community. Elements, not the final result. It is a combination of a number of things, which, by the way, they're now getting to with cancer treatment, okay? Not just going to get your chemotherapy, but also, do you have a good diet? Are you able to sustain? Are you taking vitamins?
Treating
the entire person. I think that is very smart. They're finally getting to that.
I think that's also very smart.
And that's a holistic treatment.
But you've got to be very careful with yes. some of these charlatans
out there
who say, you know, try my product and you're going to be cured of whatever it is that ails you.
And you
it's the old slick salesman
that's
in the
correct.
Back of the wagon. You know, the snake oil.
Snake oil. They were very successful, by the way. Because people wanted to believe, and they wanted to believe. And there is also this one other aspect of holistic that I like, and that is their approach to the mental psyche, the ability for you to believe you're going to get better, believe you're going to work on. It's not just accepting the fact that I've got a disease and I'm going to die, okay? Because that's a defeatist attitude, and I like that their approach. Their approach is very proactive, and you must be proactive about your health at all levels, regardless whether you're doing it through general medical treatment or holistic treatment, you must be proactive about your health.
By proactive, I'm assuming that you mean you must take responsibility for your own body, for your own illness,
correct.
And for your own cure.
Go to the doctor. Get your blood checks up once a year. Do all the things that you have to do. Take care. By the way, simply enough, take care of your teeth. Go to the dentist, okay? People realize that many of our health problems are related to our teeth. Because that's where all the bacteria and food comes in. And they don't go to the dentist. I sat in a room once. I had a show of hands of about 80 people. Only 12 people had gone to the dentist that year. Only 12.
Out of?
A room of 80 people.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the other people had been to the dentist, but not that year. We were towards the end of the year, and now we're beginning a new year, of course. But 12 people out of 80. That's incredible. Go to the dentist. double clean. People are afraid of the dentist. But today now, they don't even use drills anymore. They use the laser stuff to cure your teeth. So it's painless, essentially painless.
It was magnificent. I recently had the experience of what do they call it, when you have a pyro disease or something. What's it called?
Gum disease?
Yeah, what's that called?
Well, we're not going to get it. We're both doing a brain lock here.
Somebody's saying at home, what? I know that.
Gingivitis.
Well, it's all sorts of things. But anyway, I had the full laser treatment, the four quadrants of my mouth, yes. And I'm very, very pleased.
It worked. Yep. Well, we can go on with this. This is just good stuff. You know, I'm into this. And take care of take care of yourself, most important, ladies and gentlemen.
You remind me of Sid Stone on the old Colgate comedy. Tell you what I'm going to do.
What I'm going to do.
Nothing up my sleeve, you know?
Call 17 with Roland Smith, and there's nothing up our sleeve. We're back. Stay with us.
America.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free. And get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.